Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's more than simply going to the polls and saying that I'm going to wear a sticker around that says I voted. The question is, were you ready when you got into that polling place to do your job and know who you were voting for and why you were voting for that person? We want to make sure that you know who the candidates are. And right now we're talking the governor's race. Republican who is running for governor in the state of Pennsylvania is Charlie Giroux, and he joins us right now. Mr. Giroux, it's good to have you on the program. Charlie, how are you?
Rick, it's great to be with you, and please call me Charlie if I hear Mr. Giroux. I'm looking around for my dear departed dad.
Yeah, well, if we see him, then we've got a much bigger story, and I think that we'll lead the evening news for sure. Charlie, give us an idea. When you think about being in the communication business, because you've been the CEO of a communication company for a media company for a long time, you understand how messages get out there. How is that different in terms of mass media and what you're doing in terms of running a sort of a grassroots campaign and trying to get elected governor? How are those different?
Well, sadly, mass media is the thing that drives messages, Rick, as you well know. But if you don't have millions of your own dollars to do that, you do what we're doing, which is run a shoe leather campaign. And that has tremendous value, too, because ultimately people love looking a candidate in the eye, hearing from him or her directly, and knowing a little bit about what they're about. And that has worked for us day after day after day.
You make no apologies about being deeply conservative. Why? Why not?
I'm a conservative because I believe in individual liberty. And if you watch what's happened in Pennsylvania, Rick, for the course of the past 8 years with the lockdowns and shutdowns and top-down edicts and mandates and arbitrary and capricious actions, you see why individual liberty and personal freedom is so fundamentally important. And so from my days working with Ronald Reagan, and as you know, I worked with President Reagan for a very long time, to my current service as the vice chairman of CPAC, I've always been a stalwart conservative, but what I like to think of as a sensible and reasonable conservative who knows how to get things done, not simply yell and scream about the problems that confront us.
Are there too many factions within the Republican Party right now, and can those be fixed?
There are too many factions within society in general today, Rick, and yes, they can be fixed. They can be fixed by leadership that brings us together, that unites us, that draws us to common ground, and who will govern, as I will, based upon principle, but not without being flexible enough to listen to other people, to sit down with dinner, to dinner with them, to hear other ideas, but ultimately to put together things that work for the people of Pennsylvania.
Do people want to be unified? I mean, I get the sense sometimes, Charlie, in listening and hosting a radio program, that people are just looking for reasons to be divided. Do you think that they want to be unified?
I think ultimately they do. People are really angry right now, Rick, and I get it. They have good reason to be angry because of what's been done to us and against us over the course of the past number of years. But the way that you win, the way that you turn that around is not by being a divisive minority. It's by being a majority. And that requires you to come together to work for things that make it all happen. As Ronald Reagan used to say, again, my old boss, if somebody's with me 80% of the time, that means they're against them 20% of the time, they're not my enemy.
You worked with Mr. Reagan in terms of getting him elected. It was somebody who obviously had a very recognizable name, had been obviously a high-ranking official in the state of California. People knew him as an actor as well. What were the things that made Ronald Reagan a president that that many people look up to and say he did things the right way? At least Republicans say that.
they look to him as somebody that did the right things because he did the right things, Rick. He not only had a tremendous personality, a smile always on his face, a warm, affable person, but he also had a spine of steel. He stood for principle. As you know, in Reykjavik, when everybody told him, go the opposite direction, he went his own way, and ultimately he defeated Soviet communism as a result. When folks said, don't say, tear down this wall, Mr. Gorbachev, Ronald Reagan said it, and that was the secret to his success and to the great things that he did for America and for the world.
His route, I think, to elected office would be very, very different than yours, in that you were born in Brazil, if I'm not mistaken, and then
I
came
was.
To this state as a young person by a missionary family. Is that right? Is that how you got to the States?
I was, Rick, I was adopted by Christian missionaries. I was very, very blessed to be able to come to Pennsylvania and to the United States. And although I have lived in Pennsylvania longer than any of the other candidates, I wasn't born here. And my birth mother wanted one thing for her baby. She wanted me to be able to learn how to read. And so you can tell from anything that I've said that when I talk about opportunity, which is really at the core of my campaign, and the freedom that's necessary to pursue those opportunities, it really comes from the bottom of my heart.
What have you learned by being an American? Meaning that you have grown up here. I realize that you probably don't remember a whole lot about Brazil, but what have you learned about this country and the opportunities that are there, even though you were not born here?
No, I came here as a toddler, Rick, so I've been in America all my life and been in Pennsylvania. But what I've learned about America is what's at the heart of the American dream, the opportunity to succeed, not the guarantee, but the opportunity to succeed, to climb the ladder of economic success, to work with neighbors and friends, to do things for your community, to make the places where we live and work better places, and to make our country stronger, and to allow others to prosper as a result of the American dream.
Charlie Giroux is running for governor in the state of Pennsylvania. He's a Republican seeking the nomination for his party. What now do you see as being the biggest challenges in Harrisburg? What are the things that a governor needs to do in Harrisburg?
There are two big challenges facing us, Rick. One is election integrity. We have to make sure that we can trust the count, because if we can't, there are no winners. And so we have to be assured that every vote that's cast is properly cast, and every vote that's properly cast is properly counted, and that is paramount. The second thing we absolutely have to do is revitalize our economy and get it back on track because of the devastation brought to our small business community in particular. And as you know, Rick, I'm a small businessman. The devastation that's been brought to our small business community by Tom Wolf and Josh Shapiro.
You've also mentioned that you think that everybody who graduates from high school in Pennsylvania should be able to pass a civics test. What does that test look like?
Well, here's what it looks like. It's pretty simple. We have to get away from critical race theory, the 1619 movement, the transgender sports stuff that's been indoctrinating our kids, and get back to teaching civics. And so as a naturalized citizen, I had to pass a basic and pretty fundamental citizenship test. I think every graduating senior from a Pennsylvania high school ought to be required to pass that same test as a prerequisite to getting a diploma, because then, Rick, we would know that they had at least read the Constitution, have some idea about the rule of law, have a fundamental understanding of our rich and wonderful history, not the crud that they're being taught about us being a bunch of misogynist, racist, colonizing thugs, but rather the greatness of America, which has made us truly blessed and truly exceptional.
Charlie Giroux running for governor in the state of Pennsylvania. Whatever you do, just call him Charlie. Don't call him Mister. We learned that today and a lot of other things about him as well. Charlie, thanks for coming on KDKA.
Great to be with you, Rick. And just for your listeners, it's G-E-R-O-W, because Charlie's the easy part. Giroux's a little tougher. And if I may, one second, I'd be happy to give your listeners, Rick, my personal cell number. Not too many statewide candidates do that. But if people have questions about what they've heard or want to tell me anything else, it's 717-877-8194.
717-877-8194. Ask the man yourself. And you know what? Get educated about the candidates. Charlie, thanks for being here.
Great to be with you. Really appreciate the opportunity, Rick. Thank you.
You bet. Charlie Giroux running for Republican nomination for governor, and he's here on KDK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!